Fiction is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, it's an opportunity to share vital health information with you in an entertaining format. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and you can participate. You can call us at 877-726-8255. Get on the air. Share a concern, air a problem, get a medical solution. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about today. We've got some celebrity medical conundrums. We've got the rare cancer that killed Jimmy Buffett. We also have the case of Mitch McConnell, who sometimes freezes up while delivering a statement. What's going on with them? We'll cover those stories in a few moments. A strange scene transpired in the UK as police were summoned to a yoga studio. 877-726-8255, our number. Also, the one chip challenge caused the death of a promising high school student. And we'll cover that story in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. But I'd like to start with this week's nutritional outrage, the nutritional outrage of the week. And it comes to us courtesy of a recent guest on one of our podcasts. Matthew Reese joined us recently, who is the founder of Food and Health Facts. And he is an outstanding and articulate critic of the American food scene and ultimately the medical system that addresses problems that are really based on our toxic food environment. Matthew Reese writes in his latest edition of Food and Health Facts about Snoop Dogg's latest venture into the food business. It's Snoop Cereal. And in partnership with Post, he introduced a cereal that was originally going to be called Snoop Loops, but that name had to be scrapped after Kellogg's pushed back on it, threatened to sue for trademark infringement, claiming the name was an appropriation of Fruit Loops. And indeed, these new cereals do resemble Fruit Loops because I'm looking at a picture here, and what we've got is Fruit Hoops with marshmallows. There's another variation called Frosted Drizzlers, which looks for all the world like Frosted Flakes. I'm sorry, like Frosted Biscuits, okay? And then there is Cinnamon Toasties, all laden with sugar, The boxes adorned with cute cartoon figures. And for those of you who don't know who Snoop Dogg is, he's a rapper. For the past 30 years, he's been one of America's most famous hip-hop artists. And he's had a variety of enterprises, including acting in movies, and also lately advertising beer. This year's net worth was pegged at $150 million, which I believe is probably a vast underestimate. And now he's moved into the breakfast business and launched something called Snoop Cereal. So this has been hailed as a hallmark of black progress. Snoop has said, quote, "We want to take care of the community and build economic empowerment. That's what this brand is about." And he touts that, quote, "We are the first black-owned cereal company." And, you know, I laud black entrepreneurship. And, you know, but this is an example of the perverse consequences of a push towards diversity, equity, and inclusion, because now black kids can get type 2 diabetes too, because they identify with Snoop Dogg, who is promoting this cereal. And if you look at the Nutrition Facts labels, Fruity Hoops is the worst of the three, with 19 grams of added sugar in a single serving. Usually those servings, you can't just eat one. The servings are artificially low, so people are going to eat two, three, four servings at a clip. That is 38% of the recommended daily maximum of sugar for Americans, and it even exceeds the level found in a cereal called Honey Smacks, which is recently listed as the cereal with the second highest sugar content, surpassed only by Post Sugar Crisp. All right. The target audience for Snoop Cereal is children. Each flavor features a cartoonish animal known as Captain Ace, and it targets black children in particular. So, the collaborator with Snoop Dogg is the Post Cereal Company. They're partnering with Snoop Dogg. The company claims that the partnership is based, quote, on their shared passion for feeding families and strengthening diverse communities. That's a big word these days, diverse. So the problem here is that a 2018 study revealed that retailers are four times more likely to advertise sugar-sweetened beverages on days food stamps are issued. These products, unfortunately, are covered by the SNAP program, the Supplementary Nutrition Assistance Program. And so you can stock up on these things from your favorite rap artist, Snoop Dogg. And so, ironically, Snoop Dogg himself has said this, and I'm quoting, "A lot of illness is contributed by eating. What we've been thinking is good for us because it tastes good, but it's really bad for us. If we could eat better, work out a little bit, and just do a little more research on the food that you're eating and find ways to find better food. There's plant-based food that's out now. That is another way to better fight this and have a mechanism of defense against this." So, look, Snoop Dogg can do what he wants with his money. The Sacklers, who built magnificent museums and donated to medical schools and universities across the world, made their fortune on OxyContin, you know, and then they did good things with it. So, you know, Snoop amassing a huge fortune, trying to do good for society, but this represents a huge sellout to big food, and is not, in my opinion, an example of minority progress, but an example of perpetuating the problem while making a killing. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. See the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
To school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with Take a Break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Geldbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our Family Center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. 877-726-8255. Our number of lines are open, but 877-726-8255 is also a place where you can call and you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
A 68-year-old female. I am nauseated between meals. I have not been diagnosed as a diabetic, but pre-diabetic is in my history.
Okay, well, this is one of those things that calls for what is termed a differential diagnosis in medicine, nausea between meals. Now, there could be any number of causes for that, including sometimes medications that you're on. Medications can sometimes cause nausea, and a complete history might reveal that. It is also possible that something's wrong with your gastrointestinal system, i.e. an ulcer or something like that. Typically, when you have an ulcer or gastritis, you have a little more discomfort when you don't eat. Eating kind of puts some food down in there, and it acts as a buffer against the stomach acid and relieves the discomfort. And sometimes it's not outright pain. It's just a little bit of nausea that you experience between meals. So that would be first on my list of suspicions. And then, of course, the onset, progressive onset of nausea and loss of appetite can call up a need for an entire medical workup, looking at the possibility that you might have a form of cancer. That, unfortunately, is a remote possibility, needs to be ruled out. So there are myriad causes, and the suggestion is that you see a primary care and begin working on that. When it comes to, you know, ordinary run-of-the-mill nausea, typically ginger is beneficial for nausea. So you could start with some ginger tea. There are also ginger capsules and tinctures that you can use to alleviate nausea. But sometimes it's not just a symptom that needs to be addressed with a medication. It's a symptom that sometimes calls for a workup to find out the underlying cause. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an item that bizarre case about something called the one-chip challenge. A teen, Harris Wolobar, a sophomore in Worcester, Mass., died on Friday after his parents said he tried something called the one-chip challenge. Now, the one-chip challenge is something that's been around for a while. You know, kids do really crazy things. You know, remember the Tide Pod Challenge? And then there are the kids who do subway surfing in urban environments. Occasionally the subway will go through a tunnel and the kid will get killed or they'll fall off onto the tracks. Then there was a whole genre of crazy stunts performed in the Jackass movies. I don't know how many of them there were, Jackass 1, Jackass 2, Jackass 3. But kids can do crazy stuff. But what's interesting about this is that this is facilitated by a product. The One Chip Challenge is a social media challenge that involves eating what is purportedly the spiciest tortilla chip in the world and then waiting as long as possible before eating or drinking something for relief. Because it's no fun if you know, have the spiciest chip in the world and then you gulp down a gallon of water to dilute it. No, you've got to let it sit and tough it out. The chip is made by a company called Paqui, P-A-Q-U-I. It's one chip. It's not a bag of chips. It is so potent that it is one chip. And ominously, it is packaged in a coffin container. Yeah. It has a warning that it should be kept away from children. It's only for adults to eat. Yeah, but how are you going to enforce that? And what sane adult would do this? This is mostly for kids and adolescents who don't know better. And there's also warnings saying it shouldn't be eaten by anyone who's sensitive to spicy food or with an allergen. Anyone who is difficulty breathing, faints, or has extended nausea is urged to seek medical attention, according to a PACWI webpage for the One Chip Challenge. So this is taken off on TikTok and on X, formerly known as Twitter. And so apparently what happened is that this kid, the mother says that she was called to the school by a nurse on Friday and that her son had told him a classmate gave him the chip, leaving him with a bad stomach ache. He felt better after they went home, but at 4:30 p.m. when he was about to leave for basketball tryouts, his brother yelled that he'd passed out. Harris was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. So, what transpired? Is the death related to ingestion of the chip, or is there some underlying susceptibility that the kid had that made him more prone to, say, a cardiac arrhythmia associated with the extreme discomfort that the chip caused? It's unclear. The mother says her son should have been sent to the hospital instead of home after going to the nurse's office, and she wants to warn others about the chips to prevent future tragedies. What do you think is the likelihood that this company is going to keep marketing these chips? I would say there is some rationale for a little bit of product liability here, would you not say? These chips are very high potency. They two of the hottest peppers available are Carolina Reaper's peppers. They measure them in Scoville units. Carolina Reaper's 1.7 million Scoville units. And then there's something called Naga Viper peppers. They're combined in these chips to make them ultra hot. And, oh my goodness gracious, sometimes that can be a recipe for disaster. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Reinvest in your wellness goals this fall with savings on my favorite supplements. September 13th and 14th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full-script supplement dispensary. September 13th and 14th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. I stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. Safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping. For 2 days only, September 13th and 14th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend, and we're here, and we're looking to get calls. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk about a couple of celebrity medical conditions. What's up with Jimmy Buffett's death from skin cancer? Well, melanoma is deadly, but, you know, ordinarily skin cancer is bad, but it doesn't necessarily kill you. What happened to Jimmy? And also, what's going on with Mitch McConnell? Have you seen some of these news reports where he's making a statement and all of a sudden he just freezes? He just stares blankly ahead. And he can't form his words. And so, even though I don't know anything about the details of his medical situation, as a physician, I'm tempted to speculate about what could have happened. My initial guess was that he had a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which is kind of a mini stroke, but it sometimes does not leave evidence of a stroke with parts of the brain scarred or destroyed, the evidence of what's called ischemia or lack of blood circulation. That's what happens in a stroke. The T in transient ischemic attack stands for transient. In other words, it's a short-term problem with circulation that ultimately is reversible and leaves minimal traces. It's hard to pick up evidence of TIAs on MRI scans of the brain. Or other people have speculated, and I thought about this too, that he might have had a seizure disorder, because sometimes, typically, we think of seizures as causing tonic-clonic movements. People, you know, clench their teeth, and in movies sometimes you see somebody try to put something in their mouth so when they bite down they don't bite their tongue. That is a tonic-clonic seizure, but there are other seizures that occur in the brain which cause people to kind of lose touch with what's going on. They're called absence seizures, after the French. Absence means not that the heart grows fonder, but that you kind of take leave of your perceptions. And then there's also the possibility that he froze due to a movement disorder like Parkinson's disease. And I haven't seen him walk, but he's not exactly sprightly, so he might have had an underlying Parkinsonian episode where sometimes people freeze up. Well, curiously, the congressional physician, he's the attending physician, Congress of the United States, that's a big position, Brian P. Monahan, MD, has written a letter based on his examination and evaluation of Senator Mitch McConnell. He writes to Mitch McConnell, "Dear sir, my examination of you following your August 30, 2023 brief episode included several medical evaluations, brain MRI, EEG study," that would be, you know, electroencephalogram looking at the possibility of seizures, "and consultation with several neurologists for a comprehensive neurology assessment. There is no evidence that you have a seizure disorder or that you experience a stroke, TIA, or movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease. There are no changes recommended in treatment protocols as you continue recovery from your March 2023 fall." And so basically what he's saying is there's nothing wrong with Mitch McConnell. But surely something's wrong. And in addition to the fact that he is old, but so too are a lot of people in Congress, and that's the source of a lot of debate. And President Biden looking for a second term. He'll be well into his 80s. There's a lot of concern about the competence of people in our government past a certain age. And one of the things that's brought up about Mitch McConnell is that he had a fall. And recently I wrote in our newsletter about falls and how important it is to address all the things that deteriorate as you age that make you more prone to falling. And how falling is sometimes a predictor of the beginning of a decline in health, inexorably leading to death. Typically, falls can cause fractures, but sometimes falls cause people to hit their heads. They get something called a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, concussion, or worse, a brain bleed in some cases. And what happens often is that after a traumatic brain injury, people's brains are scrambled. And it actually happened to one of the New York Yankees. He didn't fall, but he had a head injury. He was batting well over 300 before. He was on a tear. And afterwards, they said, well, you know, you've recovered from your concussion. You can go back to the field and play. But his performance dramatically declined. And he played for a few weeks, and finally they decided that he had the sequelae, the aftermath of a traumatic brain injury, a concussion. And they took him out of the rotation and put him on the injured list. Because the aftermath of a fall can be profound, can last for a long time, and be difficult to detect. And it may just be that without clear-cut evidence of any of the things that were looked for, a stroke, TIA, movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease, or seizure, that Mitch McConnell is suffering from a post-traumatic brain injury syndrome, or a post-concussion syndrome, that is causing him to lose it. And the fall can sometimes be just the start of people's problems, as we're seeing with McConnell's multiple speech arrests. And ultimately, he may be diagnosed with a more clear-cut neurological problem. But another part of this is the politics, because it's essential from a political standpoint that Mitch McConnell serve out his term, whatever condition he's in, because it all hinges on who's going to be governor in the state of Kentucky. The governor gets to pick his successor, and if it's a Democrat, as it is now, well, they're going to pick a Democrat, and that would change the balance in the Senate, which is on a hair trigger already, with a sort of a 50-50 Senate. And so it's for political reasons, they're going to let Mitch McConnell hang out and complete his term. And hopefully, for his party, a Republican will be elected governor who can then appoint McConnell's successor, or, you know, maybe he'll resign in time to endorse a Republican candidate for the Senate to take over his seat. It's a very, very mysterious situation that's happening with him. All right. With all kinds of airborne problems, wildfires and air pollution, and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula, powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by pollution. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's the form of NT Factor that I use. Put it in my shakes, sprinkle a little on my desserts, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett recently, you know, I reported on it last week during the program, but I didn't know the details, that he died of skin cancer. And the first thing I thought about, well, did he have melanoma? Okay, well, he is a very light-skinned guy who spent a lot of time on the beach, right? He is sort of the guru of the Florida Key lifestyle, and that's a place where the sun's rays are very hot and intense and can, especially light-skinned Caucasians, increase the risk for skin cancer. But they say he didn't die of melanoma. So what happened? Was he ignoring his squamous cell cancer or his basal cell cancer? Rarely does that kill you. Yes, it can cause deformities, but usually it doesn't spread. It doesn't kill you. It just damages your skin surfaces, and it can be removed with something like Mohs surgery or occasionally radiation therapy. That'll take care of it. It turns out that Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett died of Merkel cell carcinoma. It's a rare but aggressive form of skin cancer. There's only around 2,000 cases of Merkel cell carcinoma diagnosed in the U.S. each year. And in my entire medical career of nearly 40 years, I've only had one patient with that condition. And ultimately, that patient died of the Merkel cell cancer. By contrast, there are nearly 6 million basal and squamous cell skin cancers diagnosed each year, affecting over 3 million Americans. And a very high percentage of Americans, particularly light-skinned individuals, have at some time or another a squamous cell or basal cell cancer, which is found early can be addressed. So the five-year survival rate for Merkel cell cancer was pretty good, 75%, but 25% are not alive after 5 years. But only if it's localized. If it's found at the point where it has spread or metastasized, the five-year survival is only about 24%. So the problem is, if it reaches the lymph nodes or other parts of the body, patients are likely to also require chemo or radiation and not just surgery to remove the cancer. So it is more common in white patients over the age of 50 who've had a lot of sun exposure. And there's new research that suggests that a virus called the Merkel cell polyoma virus has been detected in 80% of Merkel cell carcinomas. It's not clear if it's causative or if it's simply opportunistic, but sometimes the mere presence of this virus does not lead to cancer. So it's not really 100% causative. Is it contributory? Unclear. Yes, we know that, for example, human papillomavirus contributes to cervical cancer but does not inevitably cause it. There is a potential for viruses to potentiate the risk for cancer, but it's not a one-to-one correspondence. Anyway, RIP Jimmy Buffett. You brought us a lot of wonderful music and good times. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So some of our listeners decide to call during the week and pose a question like this one. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had to start taking Eliquis, and I'm wondering if the omega-3s thin the blood as well, because I'm really kind of concerned that my blood could get too thin. I listened to your program where you were talking about the omega-3s, and you mentioned quite a large amount that you can take. So I'd sure appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, so this is one of those eternal questions that's debated back and forth. And sometimes when an assertion is made that under no circumstances should you take omega-3s with a blood thinner, there's more nuance to it. And in fact, there's a big study underway looking at some of these newer blood thinners. The old blood thinner is Coumadin or Warfarin. The newer blood thinners are Eliquis and its ilk, medications that don't require that you get blood tests frequently to see how they're working. And they're typically required for they're prescribed for atrial fibrillation to thin the blood. And they're has been a general blanket recommendation that people not take fish oil because it is said to have blood thinning effects. But it's not clear that that really is the case. And in fact, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that moderate intake of fish oil, you know, maybe between 1,000 and 2,000 per day, isn't going to cause your blood to get too thin and cause the risk of severe bleeding. And so it's a little bit like, you know, if you wear a belt, it's going to hold your pants up. And if you wear a belt and suspenders, will it pull your pants up to your chin necessarily? Not necessarily. It may be that the blood thinner is doing its job and the fish oil is doing other things. It helps with blood pressure. It reduces inflammation. It may have a host of other benefits for your brain, for your joints, and even for your mood that have nothing to do with its blood thinning effects. So I would say that people who are on Eliquis should be cautious when they take fish oil. Make sure that when they take fish oil, they don't have super easy bruising, or men who are shaving that, you know, they cut themselves and they can't stop the bleeding. You know, have to put a bunch of, you know, toilet paper on their face because, you know, it's everywhere. They're nicking themselves and it can't stop the bleeding. Or if the people develop nosebleeds, spontaneous nosebleeds, that's a sign that your blood's too thin. Or if you sneeze, for example, then you look in the mirror and your eyes are all bloodshot, that's a sign that there's too much of an anticoagulation effect. So, yeah, the study should come out soon. I think it's going to exonerate fish oil for the most part, because it's one of those things that, there is a bit of a bias against nutritional supplements. Medical doctors tell people, don't take fish oil, when it may not be necessary to do that. Okay, interesting situation in a place called, small town called Chapel St. Leonard's in Lincolnshire in the UK. Police were summoned to a yoga studio with the report of a mass killing. A passersby looked in the window and became panicked about bodies laying about the floor. They thought that there had been some kind of ritual murder. So they called the police, and it turned out to be a yoga class in meditation. Okay, there's something in yoga. You got to know a little bit about yoga. Is there something called the corpse posture? And you look for all the world like like someone who's been murdered. You lie limp on the ground, looking like a corpse. In fact, it's called the corpse posture, savasana. And so it was a false alarm. The police were summoned, and I bet the yoga instructor and the yoga participants were surprised to see a bunch of armed police bursting into their quiet relaxation session in Lincolnshire in the UK. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru Boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Aftershocks are rattling Morocco this weekend as rescuers are looking for survivors, residents are accessing damage, and families are beginning to bury their loved ones.
Many left homeless, slept outside following Friday night's magnitude 6.8 quake. The worst destruction in rural mountainous communities where water and power were cut off. British tourist Graham Stewart says he's never seen anything like it.
It is really sinks home when you come here and see the epicenter of all these poor people.
More than 2,000 dead, that number rising. Burials underway in this small village where this woman lost loved ones. Meanwhile in Marrakesh, Jalila Garina donating at a blood drive.
There's people who are dying are at this moment we speak and they are needing help. Any help?
I'm Julie Walker.
Some of the latest polls are showing former President Trump gaining national momentum, even as members of the Democrat Party quietly are questioning whether President Biden should step aside before Election Day. On NBC's Meet the Press, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a physician, says he's not confident the 80-year-old Biden's fit for a second term and was also asked about the age conditions of Republican Mitch McConnell and Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Shouldn't there be transparency? Shouldn't President Biden, for example, release a full kind of neurologic evaluation of his cognitive ability and whomever else?
The 81-year-old McConnell evaded questions about running again, while Pelosi, who's 83, announced this week that she will stand for re-election. An escaped murderer who's eluded capture since breaking out of a southeastern Pennsylvania prison a week and a half ago remains at large after slipping out of a search area cordoned off by police. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The federal government taking a big step toward forcing a defiant Tennessee company to recall 52 million airbag inflators that could explode, hurl shrapnel, or injure and kill people.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has made an initial decision that the inflators made by ARC Automotive and under license by another company are defective. The agency scheduled a public hearing for October 5th, a required step before deciding to seek a court-ordered recall. In May, the agency asked ARC to recall the inflators, which it says are responsible for at least 7 injuries and 2 deaths in the U.S. and Canada since 2009. But ARC has refused to issue a full-scale recall. Jeremy House reporting.
Some 146,000 auto workers set to go on strike this week if GM, Ford, and Stellantis fail to meet their demands. More at townhall.com. There were some scary moments in Maine over the weekend.
11 people have been injured when a walkway collapsed during an event that encourages tours of lighthouses in the state of Maine. That collapse sending people tumbling into a mud flat several feet below. The facility was open to the public as part of Maine Open Lighthouse Day. Authorities say 5 of the 11 injured people were taken to the hospital. The lighthouse has stood since the late 19th century and is located on the Kennebec River and still an active aid to navigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal inspectors found an alarming number of defects in the locomotives and rail cars Union Pacific was using at the world's largest rail yard in western Nebraska this summer. Safety's been a key concern nationwide ever since a fiery Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio back in February. More stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friends and guests in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg, and they are the owners and operators of a wonderful company called Bath Wizard. We've had them on the program before, and we're going to talk about all of the innovation and all of the wonderful things happening at Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Now, did you have a good weekend last weekend, you know, the old three-day weekend?
I was laying on my back.
Oh.
I had a fever. I was sick.
Oh, no. Okay.
I did have a good weekend. Had a wedding in the family to go to. So.
Ah, okay. All right. I fired up my smoker. I smoked everything that within reach. So.
And like all weekends, when I'm ever out of town, we analyze the bathroom of the hotel we're in.
Oh, well.
Because you can't stop doing that and seeing all the things you wouldn't do.
You know what? That's funny. I was in a senior care community last week. I took pictures and video, and I was going to share it with you. And I'm like, wait a minute, Bath Wizard could solve this issue because Garrett, they have hundreds of these bathrooms in some of these communities, and they need to be talking to Bath Wizard about the double lifetime warranty and putting that in.
We've got some new patents coming out, and even being sick over the Labor Day holiday, I have baby number 7 in the home. So
yep, congratulations, new papa.
Thank you. And the baby's beautiful, and it's fun watching his mother just be an absolute amazing woman.
Yes.
There's a secret gene that women have that we don't have.
We are not worthy, I'll tell you that.
No.
Right.
And so that's been fun to watch. But being in the hospital, I've done this now the last two children that have been born. One was born in Illinois. One was born in the Kansas City area. And just seeing a huge void in the hospital bathrooms, it's not this year, not the next year, but a five-year plan. We've got some cool stuff in the works. We actually are working on some patents right now that are going to lend themselves very well to some of those markets down the road.
And speaking of the hotel I was in, I won't use the brand name, but it's a nice chain. And they had a linear drain, which has a metal plate that goes the width of the shower at one of the ends.
Yep.
And we've had customers say, oh, I love that look. I love that look. And when you look online, that looks like a sharp look. However, the minute my wife got out of the shower, she told me, I never want one of those in our house.
Hmm.
And I said, why? She's like, they're noisy. And I said, noisy? How so? Then I took a shower, and every water droplet that drops off your body or down the shower, it's hitting that with a tinny sound. It's like ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no.
It just changes the bathroom showering experience.
Ew.
And having that, I would never put metal in a linear drain with all that surface area to, one, collect all the things that go down or become this rain tinny sound.
See, I think a lot of the designs on a lot of this stuff has to do with how it looks, not how it functions. And that's a big mistake. And I've learned that because of hanging around with you guys.
Yeah, we've got it in our head that the designs are done by someone in a building, probably in a different country. And the people actually using it are never in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why we call it extreme vertical integration, because our installers tell us, our customers tell us, our salespeople tell us, our factory staff, they all come together and talk, which makes for a very unique situation with Bath Wizard.
See, and I would have to guess that most companies, they don't have that extreme vertical integration. And like you said, one hand doesn't think about the other, let alone talk to the other. and so that's why you come up with such amazing products and designs and concepts, and you're patenting all these things, and you're revolutionizing the bathroom, wet area remodeling industry.
We took a good friend today to one part of our factory that we don't let a lot of people see, only really people that we know and trust, and we showed some of the things we're doing, and he looked at me and he goes, "Who does this?" And I said, "There's no company in many, many states that's doing what we're doing or able to make certain bends and certain functionalities and custom right here in the shop before that piece for that bathroom goes out to the customer's house." And he goes, "Well, how do they do it?" I'm like, "Well, they just don't." So you don't get those little unique, you know, nice add-ons, customizations, or at least it doesn't happen locally. I mean, you could contract to another country and say, "Do this 10,000 times in a row," and they'll do it for you. But that's not how we do it.
Well, they're making a standard product, and then they're trying to fit it into everyone's house, everyone's needs, and there's just no customization whatsoever. Yeah. So, okay. Well, so have a question for you. Subcontractors, good idea or a bad idea?
Depends on who you are.
depends on a lot of things. Could be, in theory, it's a great idea. In fact, I think it works really, really well if you got subcontractors that are like a one- or two-man operation. It's beautiful. However, it just hardly ever – it usually starts there, and then as cutting costs – because it's a cutting costs game, and at some point it doesn't take long. In fact, we actually started with subcontractors like 8 years ago. It worked pretty good. And in the beginning, you're like, "Oh, wow, the cost cutting is amazing. Why doesn't everyone do this?" And then about 90 days in, your customers start calling you up and saying, "What the heck is going on in my bathroom?"
Uh-oh.
And we figure out that the person that had been doing the subcontracting had become a subcontractor himself and now has people working in his absence while he's fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is more common than uncommon. In fact, that's about almost the path they all go down, with very rare exception, unfortunately. No one's comfortable doing work.
And everybody, not everybody, but many people want to scale. They want to have more income than they did the previous year or month. And so replacing themselves with someone else is always kind of one of those steps. And we see it very frequently. Someone might be really skilled, but they find someone that can do some of the stuff they do, but that other person may not be as skilled. And that game of telephone of skill continues to dilute the more layers you go down.
That is interesting. So I called a company. It had to do with, you know, a replacement key for one of my boys' car, and I found a subcontractor of a subcontractor of a subcontractor. And this young kid comes out, and he cuts a key, and he was really nice. And I gave him a tip, and he goes, "You don't know how much I appreciate that. I can eat dinner now tonight." So like you said, once you start going down into layers, people are working for less and less money. And I think you're going to get what you pay for. Like you said, Chris, 3 months later, this phone starts ringing. "Wait a minute. We've got these problems." And at some point, this breaks. The model doesn't work.
Imagine if your brain surgeon said, "Okay, you know, next week we've got your procedure," and in walks in a person you've never met before, and he goes, "I got the instructions of what I'm doing today. Sounds like this is what we're doing, right?"
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't work in your legal practice.
No.
It wouldn't work for your CPA, your accountant, but it's before I knew about it, like the first 30 years of my life, I would have never even dreamed this was a thing. It's something that's so strange, you actually have to be explained how it works. I couldn't believe it whenever I heard how it works. And then I was greedy and took the bait and spent the last 5 years cleaning up a lot of messes.
Another person likened it to the idea of subcontracting. We all do it in many different phases of our life. Babysitting is a version of subcontracting.
Yeah, okay.
You're allowing someone else to do something, but they probably won't do it with the care and attention that you would.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. Well, so it's safe to say that you're not using subcontractors at Bath Wizard.
We don't use subcontractors at Bath Wizard.
That's correct.
Okay, and so look, if you're like me, you're listening to this, and this is catching your attention, you're like, now, wait a minute. You know, I pay attention to quality. I want the best. I'm not interested in the subcontractor of a subcontractor of a subcontractor. I'm not interested in something that is just dirt cheap and in 6 months is going to break down and now here I am back at square one. If you think like I do, and I know a lot of people do, reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or online, I'm going to give you a new website, bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com. We don't have a dash in there anymore.
It's gone.
All right. So, again, 1-800-298-5914 or online at bathwizardusa.com. And we'll have more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most of the well-known bathroom remodeling companies in Kansas City are subcontractor shops. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Sponsored by Meta. Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with "take a break." Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Gelbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our Family Center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits, and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most of the well-known bathroom remodeling companies in Kansas City are subcontractor shops. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. I'm a little surprised by that. So tell us, why is that statement true?
If you're like me and you happen to type something regarding bathrooms into Google, and next thing you know, your Facebook feed's being lit up with advertisements.
Uh-huh.
If you've seen a bathroom advertisement, there's about a 90% chance that the person that was advertising to you is what we call a subcontractor shop. That's actually a term that we coined to start bringing awareness to it, because all of them say that they don't use subcontractors, which is the hilarious part.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they started to emphasize that when they realized that our customers would ask them, do you subcontract the workout? And they're like, well, who asked you to ask that question?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're just like Bath Wizard. We're all W-2. That's the response, the industry response, is to pretend to imitate who doesn't subcontract.
Wow.
It's really hard to not be a subcontractor shop. And it's not just our competitors being greedy, capitalistic hogs.
Yep.
You know, the government, insurance, The world we live in has made it very hard to be like Bath Wizard. We just happen to be really good at our job.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. And so you're setting off all kinds of red flags for me in some other business types. Like we were talking off mic on the break. Babysitting is subcontracting. I hadn't really thought of it that way. Hiring a DJ, you're probably not getting the guy you talk to. You're getting, a 19-year-old kid that wants to be a DJ on the weekends and may or may not be the quality that you expected. And then, James, you had mentioned, again, on the break, that you had kind of a negative experience yourself, individually or personally, with a subcontractor situation.
Yes, and it's a little embarrassing, but I think it's a good dose of humility. My wife and I, we wanted to get our kitchen redone, and so we started to have some different people out to talk about different projects. We hired somebody, looked him in the eye, shook his hand. He told us what he would be doing. We were very excited about that. We agreed on a price. We moved forward. And I'm a licensed general contractor. Even further, my wife trusts me to make those types of decisions in the house as to who we're going to let into our house. So we signed a deal. Suddenly, people we'd never met started coming into our house. We gave the benefit of the doubt that everything was fine.
Yeah.
Suddenly, that kitchen island, and it had one angle in it. It's just, it's an angled kitchen island.
Yeah.
The slabs I brought in didn't fit. Then they start placing blame on someone else.
Oh, no.
And they're like, well, we got to recut this. And suddenly this project went from we'll be done in about 4 weeks to maybe in about 3 months. And they measured wrong and cut it wrong multiple times. And everybody who kept coming out, they're like, oh, we're just a subcontractor. And I said, well, what do you mean? They're like, well, we work for a lot of different companies around here. The owner asked us to do some stuff, and we work kind of part-time. You should have called us directly. We'd have given you a better deal.
Oh, boy.
And before you know, we realized that we just basically given the project to someone to subcontract it out. Like, I could have looked for people who
you,
do that.
You could have done that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, see, and then I've heard all the stories of someone hires a company, and then there's a subcontractor, and they come out, and they do something, and there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then you call the company, and they're like, well, we don't have anything to do with that. Call the subcontractor. They installed it. And you're like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. That's not how I thought this worked. So you call the subcontractor. Hey, it's not our fault. We did what the company told us to do. And so, Chris, you have a term for that. It's kind of you're just running in a circle.
It's called the vicious circle. And there's only one way to get out of the circle. And some of the biggest companies in Kansas City, they'll have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Everything will smell perfect. But they'll be the culprits of it. And the way that they keep that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau is the second that you leave a BBB review or threaten to, or the second that you threaten an attorney or a district attorney, that's when they get you out of the loop.
Okay.
And a lot of customers just give up. You know, obviously, there's some customers that don't give up and make their life hell, and then they hate their job, and they just realize, oh, I'm a cog in the wheel. But at Bath Wizard, our installers are employee-based, and that's a big deal because they report directly to us, and if there's a problem, we catch it early. The problem with subcontractors is they subcontract again, and then they subcontract again. It's like three levels deep of subcontracting.
And there's no accountability. And that makes that vicious circle or cycle, that makes it just that much, it just exponentially worse. So now we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I wanted to ask you, how is that showroom coming along? Because I know you've been doing a lot of work on your showroom.
The showroom is doing amazing. We have customers popping in all the time to see us, and we're not even advertising it. Just, I think today, talking about the showroom's the most advertising we've done. But we are getting ready to do a big coupon mailer across the Kansas City area with probably a little teaser to come visit the showroom. So listeners should be watching their mailboxes at home over the next 30 to 60
days. What's nice about the showroom is that customers get a chance to come out and see what a final project looks like. And even, you know, there's going to be someone in the showroom who can describe what some of those things are and why they're there. And I think most customers, they enjoy that education process. That's the more customers educated, we know that the more likely they're going to hire Bath Wizard.
Well, we've talked about it before. You know, you have all of these tiles. You have I sent you a picture of one of them that looked like a cave, literally, like rocks in everywhere. I'm like, oh no. But you educate them on, you know, why you don't want grout lines, why you don't want, like we talked about today, the really long drain, and why that's not a good idea. So we talk about all that, and I love the educational aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, we've got a brand new product called Forever Stone that we'll be showcasing there at the showroom. For those listeners at home that have heard good things about Onyx, there's a company, lots of companies around that make cultured marble. One of them is called the Onyx Collection, and people love that. The nice thing about Forever Stone is it's got all of the good things about that, but it's also compressed under 400,000 pounds of pressure to eliminate all of the air. So,
and then that's going to basically eliminate the opportunity or minimize the opportunity for leaking.
Not only that, but it eliminates the pore. So having a non-porous product allows you to, not that you're going to drink wine in your shower, you might, but if you spilled it, it's not going to stain. And hard water stains aren't going to get into the product and give you the rings and the staining.
All right, excellent. Reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bathwizardusa.com. Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com.
Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Day one. Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged cross-trek wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. And I usually talk a lot more about this toward the end of the year and then the first of the year. But I was just reminded as I was thinking about last weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend, that's the unofficial end of summer, even though it's still summer and it's still hot. But and they left our neighborhood pool open for another couple of weeks, so that's always appreciated by all the neighbors. But we're heading out of the, but the bottom line is we're heading out of the summer months, and we're heading into the fall. And that just reminded me about the seasonal demand for senior care. And again, it usually, if you've listened to the program for very long at all, you've probably heard me talk about this, again, toward the end of the year, first of the year. So I thought, well, while we're kind of in this little transitional area, just wanted to have a brief review. So a lot of people are very surprised to learn that there is a cycle and there's a seasonal demand. And there's a low point and a high point and all of that. So very simply put, in the summer months, we'll just kind of start in the middle. That is the lowest demand for senior care in general. Now, let me also say that there is always a demand for senior care. There's always demand. But it's lower in the summer months. And then as you move toward the fall, then it starts to increase. And then as it gets colder, it starts to increase and increase. And then what happens then is after the first of the year, we hit January and boom, it pops up. That's the highest demand for all of senior care is when the weather is the worst. How about that? So January, February, maybe into maybe kind of the middle of March, that's the peak. And then it'll start to fall off again towards that trough of the summer months. And then it starts to creep back up as we move into the fall, and then it starts picking up a little bit more as we get into November, December, and then, boom, it jumps up in January. It does this every single year. You can count on it. You can set your clock to it, all of those sort of things. So as I was thinking about this, I'm working with so many clients with Senior Care Consulting who are out ahead of actually needing to move. They're being proactive. And guess what? A lot of my clients listen to this program. And they said, you know, you're always talking about don't wait till the last minute, be proactive, get a jump on it, all of those sort of things. And we agree with that. You really got our attention. So we're going to be proactive about this. So look at the timing. I have a lot of people saying, you know, we don't need to move today. We're not in a crisis, but we're going to want to get moved before the end of the year. Or we're going to want to move, get moved, you know, before all of the holidays hit, because we're going to be so busy, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the end of the year, all of the stuff that we really want mom or we really want dad or our parents settled in before all of that hits. Or a lot of people may say, we see the move coming. We know we're going to need to move, but we're going to get through the holidays. We're going to have the holidays one more time in their house like we have for a long time. And then after the first of the year, we're going to want to move. Okay, well, you have to understand, again, we're in the point of the year where we're coming out of the lowest demand, always a demand, but the lowest, and now we're going to start increasing the demand. And what happens when that demand increases is all of the rooms, all of the space, all of the apartments, they get gobbled up. And then guess what you're facing? You're facing a waiting list. And this just in, the best places and the better places, they already have waiting lists because they have a reputation for delivering great care. It's a beautiful place, et cetera, et cetera. So if they already have waiting lists now and we're in the lowest demand, what's going to happen by the end of the year? Or in January, February, that three-person waiting list could turn into a 20-person waiting list within the next few months. And I am not exaggerating that. Okay? So if you think that you're going to need to find a place and you're going to need to get moved before the holidays or by the end of the year, just a few months out, or maybe get through the holidays and move right after the first of the year, you need to start your look today, like right now. And if you want help from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can reach out, give us a call, and we would love to work with you in a proactive approach. Get out. We can vet our top options. If there's a wait list, then you can go ahead and put your name on a wait list because you now have the luxury of waiting that out for a few months and then moving during the time frame that you're wanting to get moved. Again, I sound like a broken record. Don't put that off. Don't wait until the last minute because you're going to hit some wait lists. You're going to have to choose a different place that maybe you would have preferred to not have chosen over one of the other better places because you waited too long and you weren't proactive. So just don't get caught into that. Okay, and then now that we're talking about moving, I haven't talked about this for a little while. I'm just going to do a very brief, quick review on when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Maybe you're a little on the fence, or you're like, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're kind of thinking about moving, but we don't know. We're really struggling with that. Okay, well, let's just review some of the top reasons to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, when there's a safety issue at home. So if there's a safety issue at home, that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Leaving the stovetop burners on, wandering away from your home, not able to find your way back home, either walking away or driving away. And this will trigger what we've all seen too many of, silver alerts. And usually they end up okay. Sometimes they have a terrible ending, but that's a huge, huge issue. Malnutrition and dehydration, unsanitary living conditions due to neglect at home, injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This is a safety issue that I talk about a lot that really flies under the radar, but this is a major safety issue. Not taking medications properly. Not taking them on time, maybe taking two doses at once, maybe not taking them at all. That is a huge, huge safety issue, potentially when living at home. And then another one, elder financial abuse. And I don't have time to go into all that today, but that is a huge, huge safety issue. Number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. That typically, when I see that the most, you have an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. And we're talking about by your health declining, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. And as caregivers, we place our own needs on the back burner. We skip doctors and dentist appointments. We disengage in social events like book club and donuts with the guys. And we stop going to church. We stop being spiritually fed. And stress is a very powerful force. And unfortunately, I've seen way too many people who were caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for, because they were literally being crushed by the stress of being a caregiver. If you see a loved one of yours who's a caregiver being crushed by the stress, you're going to have to step in. You're going to have to do something about that and address that. That should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number three. It could be a financially driven decision. Now, last week, I had the great folks in from R&S Private Duty Care, and we talked about their services. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care services. But when the need for home care increases to 24 hours a day, that gets pretty expensive. And if you can afford it, that's fantastic. But a lot of people cannot, and so it's a great fit for a lot of folks. But at 24 hours a day, you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000 a month, and that's obviously really expensive. Maybe you can move into assisted living for $8,000 a month. It's not one-on-one care, but it's more affordable, and maybe that triggers that conversation. And then last but not least, When the care that you provide is just not enough, I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager or the care advocate? Meaning, let's go out together, let's find a great place that can provide professional care 24 hours a day, and then that takes you off the hook, so to speak, of being that caregiver, and you can go back to your traditional role as the loving husband or wife or son or daughter or grandchild and be there in your more traditional role to support, manage the care, and make sure that your loved one's getting everything that they need. So hopefully that has helped some of you understand the seasonality, that seasonal demand, and when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And up next, I'm going to talk about an amazing business opportunity. And I'm going to challenge you as well. So stay tuned. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
US LLC.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The world's most strictly tested laptop? That would be the new Asus ZenBook 14X OLED. Engineered with extraordinary toughness and tested to U.S. military-grade standard 810H durability. Undergoing 12 rigorous test methods and 26 disciplinary test procedures, which exceeds industry standards. Okay, so even though you may not be toting this laptop in the field, this reliable ZenBook means you can bring it anywhere. With a thin and light form factor, the ASUS ZenBook 14X OLED is equipped with a stunning 14-inch touchscreen on a 180-degree hinge and support for digital inking, all powered by the Intel Evo platform, the perfect combination of performance, responsiveness, and battery life with up to a 13th-gen Intel Core i9 processor. More on the ZenBook 14X OLED is at ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There isn't a whiz-bang way to instantly quadruple your business. Every single day, we have to get a little bit better. One way you get better is consuming great content so you can learn more than you did yesterday. That means reading. Doesn't necessarily mean social media or watching videos on YouTube. It often means the purposeful activity of reading business books so you can get better. So if you're a small business owner, what are you reading right now? Have you read anything great lately? I got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan. Definitely recommend it. Would love to hear your book recommendations as well. Find time to read and your business will grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have questions? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears again and discuss franchising opportunities with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And I want to just give you some contact information here. You may be working. There are a ton of people working in the business of senior care listening to this program right now or listening to the podcast after the fact. You may be getting ready to retire and wanting to invest in a business. And you may be retired, but you may have adult children who may be interested in something like this. So I just wanted to touch on this today. So here are the phone numbers. If you're interested in discussing franchising opportunities with Senior Care Consulting, 833-SCC-FRAN. And you're like, all right, come on, Steve, spell it out here. Okay, let me give that to you. It's 833-722-3726. Okay, and that's the number to call regarding franchise opportunities. You can also just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com and just go to the franchising tab, and there's a contact form there and just talks about the opportunities and that sort of thing. So here's the question. Do you want to own your own business? And have you ever thought about starting your own business? And maybe you've thought about it, but just haven't taken action. Well, let me say right now, over the past few years, there are a record number of people who are starting their own business. It is a tidal wave. And here's the question. Are you going to jump on that tidal wave or just watch it pass by? Are you this one? This one really got me along many years ago. Are you tired of being told what to do by a boss that you could run circles around? Yes, I just said that. I said it. You're thinking it. Some of you are thinking it, right? That question resonated with me so many years ago. I mean, I had some bosses, and I would think, how in the world did you get that job? Holy cow. Now let me say this. I also had some really great bosses. They were fantastic. They were sharp. They trusted me. I trusted them. And we were a great team. Okay, but some of them, whew, gosh. And some of them were threatened by me, and it showed. It really did. So does that resonate with you? If that's resonating with you, then the question is, why are you still there? And the other question is, what are you going to do about it? Seriously, what are you going to do about it? So if you don't step out in faith and take a chance, if not now, then when? When are you going to take the steps necessary to make a change? And if you keep putting it off, and that's very easy to do, by the way, but if you keep putting it off, you will one day wake up to the realization that it may be a little too late to make a change. The time has passed you by, and now you're just stuck. And I'll tell you what, I know so many people in that exact situation. So don't be that person filled with regret and knowing that you missed the timing and you missed the opportunity. Instead, just change your thinking and ask yourself this question. What if I step out? And what if I'm successful? Now, if you step out and if you're successful, how would your life change? Would your family look at you differently? Would your husband or your wife look at you differently? Like, wow, I am so proud of you. You're just incredible. Would your peers look at you differently? And yes, of course, it takes courage to step out on your own. But guess what? With Senior Care Consulting, you can hit the ground running. So Senior Care Consulting, we will install all of the systems so that on day one, you're up and running full speed ahead. And you won't have to take years and years and years of the way a business is traditionally started. Years of figuring out what to do, what not to do, how to improve upon your service, how to expand on that. And the really, really, I think, just as valuable, what not to do. I can tell you right now exactly what not to do with Senior Care Consulting, because guess what? I've made the mistakes. I've survived the mistakes. I've done that for you. And that is one of the major benefits of buying a franchise. It's a proven model. It works. It's been developed. It's been tweaked. It's been refined. And now on day one, all of the systems and the processes are installed, and you're up and ready to go. It won't take you years figuring out all of this stuff. You're going to have me to show you exactly how to deliver the service, exactly how to conduct our proprietary geriatric care assessment, exactly how to research the model to identify our top options, exactly how to conduct a tour and ask the questions, and exactly how to prepare the report, the summary report, and get that back to your clients so that they can make an informed and confident decision. You're taught all of that so that from day one, you hit the ground running. So the first step with Senior Care Consulting is that we'll schedule a virtual meeting. I use Zoom. We'll just set that up. We'll have a nice virtual meeting. And this is a chance to meet each other and just have a nice introduction. Okay, it won't take too long. I want to meet you. You definitely want to meet me. And it's just a great, convenient way to do that. And then if we hit it off and both parties want to move forward, then we're going to send you a franchise candidate questionnaire. And what that is, it has all the questions that you would expect we may ask of an interested franchise candidate. And let me say, I've already had a number of people contact me, and it just wasn't the right fit. Okay, and it's nothing personal. It just wasn't the right fit. Okay, but I'm getting more and more contacts from folks who are interested in a Senior Care Consulting franchise, and they are the right fit, and we're talking right now. So these are the first two steps in the process, and it's a process that very well may change your life. And let me say there are some prime territories available, but once we get this effort into full swing, they're just not going to last long. So seriously, don't delay. Contact us immediately to see if the territory you're interested in is still available. And if it is, claim that prime territory for yourself. And again, you can call 833-SCC-FRAN, or that's 833-722-3726. You can also go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, go to the franchise tab, fill out the contact form, and we will get back with you immediately. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The search continues for an escaped murderer who's eluded capture since breaking out of a Pennsylvania prison on August 31st, apparently slipping out of a search area police had cordoned off and changing his appearance. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens is confident, though, they'll recapture the suspect.
His choice is to go to prison for the rest of his life. He chooses not to do that. Unfortunately, that is not what's going to prevail in the long run. And so he is very determined. We are even more determined. He will be held to justice, and we're going to bring him back into custody.
Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting Sunday after a two-month pause, displaying glowing lava that's a safe distance from people and structures in a national park on the Big Island. Kilauea is Hawaii's second-largest volcano. It erupted back in September 2021 until just last December. A 2018 eruption destroyed more than 700 homes. President Biden, visiting Vietnam, is praising the newly enhanced relationship between the two countries who were once bitter enemies at war.
In his first visit to Hanoi, President Biden says the U.S. has been elevated in status by Vietnam to the level of comprehensive strategic partner.
From conflict to normalization, this is a new elevated status that will be a force for prosperity and security.
Biden says he hopes more progress can be made on climate, the economy, and other issues. Having just wrapped up the G20 summit in India, a reporter asked if Biden's focus on deepening ties with Indo-Pacific leaders is aimed at limiting China's influence in the region.
It's not about containing China. It's about having a stable base. A stable base in the Indo-Pacific.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
It takes the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The Nun 2 wins the race at the box office this weekend.
Something wrong with the school.
The Nun 2 was the top draw for North American theaters this weekend, bringing in $32.6 million, according to studio estimates. It's the ninth movie in what's considered the Conjuring universe. Last week's champ, The Equalizer 3, drops to second place. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 debuts at number 3. The Indian revenge thriller Jivan, which was released in 3 languages, comes in at number 4. Barbie is 5th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Charlie Robison, the Texas singer-songwriter whose rootsy anthems made the country charts until he was forced to retire after a medical procedure left him unable to sing, died at a hospital in San Antonio after suffering cardiac arrest. He was 59 years old. Check out the latest breaking news and read analysis at townhall.com. Crime statistics are rising, especially in blue states where progressive district attorneys have taken a softer approach to dealing with criminals. But Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says they take a different approach in the Sunshine State.
Start pushing back very fiercely, consistently against the trends we're seeing nationally, whether that's organized retail theft, where retailers are not only shutting down at record rates, they are losing inventory to shrinkage. at historic rates. They say they've never lost this much. And what does that mean for the everyday citizen, that the law-abiding citizen that's just trying to provide for their family? That means your costs go up.
Moody was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. A Kansas high school football team paying tribute to their longtime photographer after her death following an accidental hit on the sidelines while photographing a junior varsity game. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Network.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, it's an opportunity to share vital health information with you in an entertaining format. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and you can participate. You can call us at 877-726-8255. Get on the air. Share a concern. Air a problem. Get a medical solution. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about today. We've got some celebrity medical conundrums. We've got the rare cancer that killed Jimmy Buffett. We also have the case of Mitch McConnell, who sometimes freezes up while delivering a statement. What's going on with them? We'll cover those stories in a few moments. A strange scene transpired in the UK as police were summoned to a yoga studio. 877-726-8255, our number. Also, the One Chip Challenge caused the death of a promising high school student. And we'll cover that story in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. But I'd like to start with this week's nutritional outrage, the nutritional outrage of the week. And it comes to us courtesy of a recent guest on one of our podcasts. Matthew Reese joined us recently, who is the founder of Food and Health Facts. And he is an outstanding and articulate critic of the American food scene and ultimately the medical system that addresses problems that are really based on our toxic food environment. Matthew Reese writes in his latest edition of Food and Health Facts about Snoop Dogg's latest venture into the food business. It's Snoop Cereal. And in partnership with Post, he introduced a cereal that was originally going to be called Snoop Loops, but that name had to be scrapped after Kellogg's pushed back on it, threatened to sue for trademark infringement, claiming the name was an appropriation of Fruit Loops. And indeed, these new cereals do resemble Fruit Loops because I'm looking at a picture here. And what we've got is Fruit Hoops with marshmallows. We also, there's another variation called Frosted Drizzlers, which looks for all the world like Frosted Flakes. I'm sorry, like Frosted Biscuits, okay? And then there is Cinnamon Toasties, all laden with sugar. The boxes adorned with cute cartoon figures. And for those of you who don't know who Snoop Dogg is, he's a rapper. For the past 30 years, he's been one of America's most famous hip-hop artists. And he's had a variety of enterprises, including acting in movies, lately advertising beer. This year's net worth was pegged at $150 million, which I believe is probably a vast underestimate. And now he's moved into the breakfast business and launched something called Snoop Cereal. So this has been hailed as a hallmark of black progress. Snoop has said, quote, "We want to take care of the community and build economic empowerment. That's what this brand is about." And he touts that, quote, "We are the first black-owned cereal company." And, you know, I laud black entrepreneurship. And, you know, but this is an example of the perverse consequences of a push towards diversity, equity, and inclusion, because now black kids can get type 2 diabetes too, because they identify with Snoop Dogg, who is promoting this cereal. And if you look at the Nutrition Facts labels, Fruity Hoops is the worst of the three, with 19 grams of added sugar in a single serving. Usually those servings, you can't just eat one. The servings are artificially low, so people are going to eat 2, 3, 4 servings at a clip. That is 38% of the recommended daily maximum of sugar for Americans, and it even exceeds the level found in a cereal called Honey Smacks, which is recently listed as a cereal with the second highest sugar content, surpassed only by Post Sugar Crisp. All right. The target audience for Snoop Cereal is children. Each flavor features a cartoonish animal known as Captain Ace, and it targets black children in particular. So, the collaborator with Snoop Dogg is the Post Cereal Company. They're partnering with Snoop Dogg. The company claims that the partnership is based, quote, on their shared passion for feeding families and strengthening diverse communities. That's a big word these days, diverse. The problem here is that a 2018 study revealed that retailers are 4 times more likely to advertise sugar-sweetened beverages on days food stamps are issued. These products, unfortunately, are covered by the SNAP program, the Supplementary Nutrition Assistance Program. And so you can stock up on these things from your favorite rap artist, Snoop Dogg. And so, ironically, Snoop Dogg himself has said this, and I'm quoting, "A lot of illness is contributed by eating. What we've been thinking is good for us because it tastes good, but it's really bad for us. If we could eat better, work out a little bit, and just do a little more research on the food that you're eating and find ways to find better food. There's plant-based food that's out now. That is another way to better fight this and have a mechanism of defense against this." So, look, Snoop Dogg can do what he wants with his money. The Sacklers, who built magnificent museums and donated to medical schools and universities across the world, made their fortune on OxyContin, you know, and then they did good things with it. So, you know, Snoop amassing a huge fortune, trying to do good for society But this represents a huge sellout to big food and is not, in my opinion, an example of minority progress, but an example of perpetuating the problem while making a killing. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My love to delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. 877-726-8255. Our number of lines are open, but 877-726-8255 is also a place where you can call and you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
A 68-year-old female, I am nauseated between meals. I have not been diagnosed as a diabetic, but pre-diabetic is in my history.
Okay, well, this is one of those things that calls for what is termed a differential diagnosis in medicine, nausea between meals. Now, there could be any number of causes for that. Including sometimes medications that you're on. Medications can sometimes cause nausea, and a complete history might reveal that. It is also possible that something's wrong with your gastrointestinal system, i.e. an ulcer or something like that. Typically, when you have an ulcer or gastritis, you have a little more discomfort when you don't eat. Eating kind of put some food down in there, and it acts as a buffer against the stomach acid and relieves the discomfort. And sometimes it's not outright pain. It's just a little bit of nausea that you experience between meals. So that would be first on my list of suspicions. And then, of course, the onset, progressive onset of nausea and loss of appetite can call up a need for an entire medical workup, looking at the possibility that you might have a form of cancer. That, unfortunately, is a remote possibility, needs to be ruled out. So there are myriad causes, and the suggestion is that you see a primary care and begin working on that. When it comes to, you know, ordinary run-of-the-mill nausea, typically ginger is beneficial for nausea. So you could start with some ginger tea. There are also ginger capsules and tinctures that you can use to alleviate nausea. But sometimes it's not just a symptom that needs to be addressed with a medication. It's a symptom that sometimes calls for a workup to find out the underlying cause. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an item that bizarre case about something called the one-chip challenge. A teen, Harris Wolobar, a sophomore in Worcester, Mass., died on Friday after his parents said he tried something called the one-chip challenge. Now, the one-chip challenge is something that's been around for a while. You know, kids do really crazy things. You know, remember the Tide Pod Challenge? And then there are the kids who do subway surfing in urban environments. Occasionally the subway will go through a tunnel and the kid will get killed or they'll fall off onto the tracks. Then there was a whole genre of crazy stunts performed in the Jackass movies. I don't know how many of them there were, Jackass 1, Jackass 2, Jackass 3. But kids can do crazy stuff. But what's interesting about this is that this is facilitated by a product. The One Chip Challenge is a social media challenge that involves eating what is purportedly the spiciest tortilla chip in the world. and then waiting as long as possible before eating or drinking something for relief. Because it's no fun if you have the spiciest chip in the world and then you gulp down a gallon of water to dilute it. No, you've got to let it sit and tough it out. The chip is made by a company called Paqui, P-A-Q-U-I. It's one chip. It's not a bag of chips. It is so potent that it is one chip. And ominously, it is packaged in a coffin container. Yeah. It has a warning that it should be kept away from children. It's only for adults to eat. Yeah, but how are you going to enforce that? And what sane adult would do this? This is mostly for kids and adolescents who don't know better. And there's also a warning saying it shouldn't be eaten by anyone who's sensitive to spicy food or with an allergen. Anyone who is difficultly breathing, faints, or has extended nausea is urged to seek medical attention, according to a Paqui webpage for the One Chip Challenge. So this is taken off on TikTok and on X, formerly known as Twitter. And so apparently what happened is that this kid, the mother says that she was called to the school by a nurse on Friday and that her son had told him a classmate gave him the chip, leaving him with a bad stomachache. He felt better after they went home, but at 4:30 p.m. when he was about to leave for basketball tryouts, his brother yelled that he'd passed out. Harris was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. So what transpired? Is the death related to ingestion of the chip, or is there some underlying susceptibility that the kid had that made him more prone to, say, a cardiac arrhythmia associated with the extreme discomfort that the chip caused? It's unclear. The mother says her son should have been sent to the hospital instead of home after going to the nurse's office, and she wants to warn others about the chips to prevent future tragedies. What do you think is the likelihood that this company is going to keep marketing these chips? I would say there is some rationale for a little bit of product liability here, would you not say? These chips are very high potency. They two of the hottest peppers available are Carolina Reapers peppers. They measure them in Scoville units. Carolina Reapers, 1.7 million Scoville units. And then there's something called Naga Viper peppers. They're combined in these chips to make them ultra hot. And, oh, my goodness gracious, sometimes that can be a recipe for disaster. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
This Hawaiian mini
knows. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Is a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend, and we're here. And we're looking to get calls, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk about a couple of celebrity medical conditions. What's up with Jimmy Buffett's death from skin cancer? Well, melanoma is deadly, but, you know, ordinarily skin cancer is bad, but it doesn't necessarily kill you. What happened to Jimmy? And also, what's going on with Mitch McConnell? Have you seen some of these news reports where he's making a statement and all of a sudden he just freezes? He just stares blankly ahead and he can't form his words. And so even though I don't know anything about details of his medical situation, as a physician, I'm tempted to speculate about what could have happened. My initial guess was that he had a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which is kind of a mini stroke, but it sometimes does not leave evidence of a stroke with parts of the brain scarred or destroyed. The evidence of what's called ischemia or lack of blood circulation. That's what happens in a stroke. The T in transient ischemic attack stands for transient. In other words, it's a short-term problem with circulation that ultimately is reversible and leaves minimal traces. It's hard to pick up evidence of TIAs on MRI scans of the brain. Or other people have speculated, and I thought about this too, that he might have had a seizure disorder, because sometimes, typically, we think of seizures as causing tonic-clonic movements. People, you know, clench their teeth, and in movies sometimes you see somebody try to put something in their mouth, so when they bite down, they don't bite their tongue. That is a tonic-clonic seizure. But there are other seizures that occur in the brain which cause people to kind of lose touch with what's going on. They're called absence seizures, after the French. Absence means not that the heart grows fonder, but that you kind of take leave of your perceptions. And then there's also the possibility that he froze due to a movement disorder like Parkinson's disease. And I haven't seen him walk, but he's not exactly sprightly, so he might have had an underlying Parkinsonian episode where sometimes people freeze up. Well, curiously, the congressional physician, he's the attending physician, Congress of the United States. That's a big position. Brian P. Monahan, MD, has written a letter based on his examination and evaluation of Senator Mitch McConnell. He writes to Mitch McConnell, "Dear sir, my examination of you following your August 30, 2023 brief episode included several medical evaluations, brain MRI, EEG study," that would be, you know, electroencephalogram, looking at the possibility of seizures, "and consultation with several neurologists for a comprehensive neurology assessment. There is no evidence that you have a seizure disorder or that you experience a stroke, TIA, or movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease. There are no changes recommended in treatment protocols as you continue recovery from your March 2023 fall." And so basically what he's saying is there's nothing wrong with Mitch McConnell, but surely something's wrong. And in addition to the fact that he is old, but so too are a lot of people in Congress, and that's the source of a lot of debate. And President Biden looking for a second term, he'll be well into his 80s. There's a lot of concern about the competence of people in our government past a certain age. And one of the things that's brought up about Mitch McConnell is that he had a fall. And I recently wrote in our newsletter about falls and how important it is to address all the things that deteriorate as you age that make you more prone to falling. And how falling is sometimes a predictor of the beginning of a decline in health, inexorably leading to death. Typically, falls can cause fractures, but sometimes falls cause people to hit their heads. They get something called a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, concussion, or worse, a brain bleed in some cases. And what happens often is that after a traumatic brain injury, people's brains are scrambled. And it actually happened to one of the New York Yankees. He didn't fall, but he had a head injury. He was batting well over 300 before. He was on a tear. And afterwards, they said, well, you know, you've recovered from your concussion. You can go back to the field and play. But his performance dramatically declined. And he played for a few weeks, and finally they decided that he had the sequelae, the aftermath of a traumatic brain injury, a concussion. And they took him out of the rotation and put him on the injured list. Because the aftermath of a fall can be profound, can last for a long time, and be difficult to detect. And it may just be that without clear-cut evidence of any of the things that were looked for, a stroke, TIA, movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease or a seizure, that Mitch McConnell is suffering from a post-traumatic brain injury syndrome or a post-concussion syndrome that is causing him to lose it. And the fall can sometimes be just the start of people's problems, as we're seeing with McConnell's multiple speech arrests. And ultimately, he may be diagnosed with a more clear-cut neurological problem. But another part of this is the politics, because it's essential from a political standpoint that Mitch McConnell serve out his term, whatever condition he's in, because it all hinges on who's going to be governor in the state of Kentucky. The governor gets to pick his successor, and if it's a Democrat, as it is now, well, they're going to pick a Democrat, and that would change the balance in the Senate, which is on a hair trigger already, with a sort of a 50-50 Senate. And so it's for political reasons, they're going to let Mitch McConnell hang out and complete his term, and hopefully for his party, a Republican will be elected governor who can then appoint McConnell's successor, or, you know, maybe he'll resign in time to endorse a Republican candidate for the Senate to take over his seat. It's a very, very mysterious situation what's happening with him. All right. With all kinds of airborne problems, wildfires and air pollution, and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula, powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by pollution. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's the form of NT Factor that I use. Put it in my shakes, sprinkle a little on my desserts, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett recently, you know, I reported on it last week during the program, but I didn't know the details, that he died of skin cancer. And the first thing I thought about, well, did he have melanoma? Okay, well, he is a very light-skinned guy who spent a lot of time on the beach, right? He is sort of the guru of the Florida Key lifestyle, and that's a place where the sun's rays are very hot and intense and can, especially light-skinned Caucasians, increase the risk for skin cancer. But they say he didn't die of melanoma. So what happened? Was he ignoring his squamous cell cancer or his basal cell cancer? Rarely does that kill you. Yes, it can cause deformities, but usually it doesn't spread. It doesn't kill you. It just damages your skin surfaces, and it can be removed with something like Mohs surgery or occasionally radiation therapy. That'll take care of it. It turns out that Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett died of Merkel cell carcinoma. It's a rare but aggressive form of skin cancer. There's only around 2,000 cases of Merkel cell carcinoma diagnosed in the U.S. each year. And in my entire medical career of nearly 40 years, I've only had one patient with that condition. And ultimately, that patient died of the Merkel cell cancer. By contrast, there are nearly 6 million basal and squamous cell skin cancers diagnosed each year, affecting over 3 million Americans. And a very high percentage of Americans, particularly light-skinned individuals, have at some time or another a squamous cell or basal cell cancer, which found early can be addressed. So the 5-year survival rate for Merkel cell cancer was pretty good, 75%, but 25% are not alive after 5 years. But only if it's localized. If it's found at the point where it has spread or metastasized, the 5-year survival is only about 24%. So the problem is, if it reaches the lymph nodes or other parts of the body, patients are likely to also require chemo or radiation and not just surgery to remove the cancer. So it is more common in white patients over the age of 50 who've had a lot of sun exposure. And there's new research that suggests that a virus called the Merkel cell polyoma virus has been detected in 80% of Merkel cell carcinomas. It's not clear if it's causative or if it's simply opportunistic, but sometimes the mere presence of this virus does not lead to cancer. So it's not really 100% causative. Is it contributory? Unclear. Yes, we know that, for example, human papillomavirus contributes to cervical cancer but does not inevitably cause it. There is a potential for viruses to potentiate the risk for cancer, but it's not a one-to-one correspondence. Anyway, RIP Jimmy Buffett, you brought us a lot of wonderful music and good times. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Sponsored by Meta. Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with Take a Break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Gelbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our family center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So some of our listeners decide to call during the week and pose a question like this one. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had to start taking Eliquis, and I'm wondering if the omega-3s thin the blood as well, because I'm really kind of concerned that my blood could get too thin. I listened to your program where you were talking about the omega-3s, and you mentioned quite a large amount that you can take. So I'd sure appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, so this is one of those eternal questions that's debated back and forth. And sometimes when an assertion is made that under no circumstances should you take omega-3s with a blood thinner, there's more nuance to it. And In fact, there's a big study underway looking at some of these newer blood thinners. The old blood thinner is Coumadin or Warfarin. The newer blood thinners are Eliquis and its ilk, medications that don't require that you get blood tests frequently to see how they're working. And they're typically required for, they're prescribed for atrial fibrillation to thin the blood. And has been a general blanket recommendation that people not take fish oil because it is said to have blood thinning effects. But it's not clear that that really is the case. And in fact, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that moderate intake of fish oil, you know, maybe between 1,000 and 2,000 per day, isn't going to cause your blood to get too thin and cause the risk of severe bleeding. And so it's a little bit like, you know, if you wear a belt, it's going to hold your pants up. And if you wear a belt and suspenders, will it pull your pants up to your chin necessarily? Not necessarily. It may be that the blood thinner is doing its job and the fish oil is doing other things. It helps with blood pressure. It reduces inflammation. It may have a host of other benefits for your brain, for your joints, and even for your mood that have nothing to do with its blood thinning effects. So I would say that people who are on Eliquis should be cautious when they take fish oil. Make sure that when they take fish oil, they don't have super easy bruising, or men who are shaving that, you know, they cut themselves and they can't stop the bleeding. You know, have to put a bunch of, you know, toilet paper on their face because, you know, it's everywhere. They're nicking themselves and can't stop the bleeding. Or if the people develop nosebleeds, spontaneous nosebleeds, that's a sign that your blood's too thin. Or if you sneeze, for example, then you look in the mirror and your eyes are all bloodshot, that's a sign that there's too much of an anticoagulation effect. So, yeah, the study should come out soon. I think it's going to exonerate fish oil for the most part because it's one of those things that, hey, you know, there is a bit of a bias against nutritional supplements. Medical doctors tell people, don't take fish oil, when it may not be necessary to do that. Okay, interesting situation in a place called, small town called Chapel St. Leonard's in Lincolnshire in the UK. Police were summoned to a yoga studio with the report of a mass killing. A passersby looked in the window and became panicked about bodies laying about the floor. They thought that there had been some kind of ritual murder. So they called the police, and it turned out to be a yoga class in meditation. Okay, there's something in yoga. You got to know a little bit about yoga. Is there something called the corpse posture? And you look for all the world like like someone who's been murdered. You lie limp on the ground, looking like a corpse. In fact, it's called the corpse posture, savasana. And so it was a false alarm. The police were summoned, and I bet the yoga instructor and the yoga participants were surprised to see a bunch of armed police bursting into their quiet relaxation session in Lincolnshire in the UK. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. People in Morocco are sleeping on the streets of Marrakesh for a third straight night as soldiers and as the international aid teams and trucks and helicopters begin to fan into remote mountain towns hardest hit by the historic earthquake that happened on Friday. At least 2,100 people have died. They expect that number to be higher. Ahead of the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, family members remembered loved ones lost that day.
James Giacconi lost his older brother, Joe, who was 43 on 9/11. He was working for Cantor Fitzgerald at the World Trade Center.
But he was a good guy, and he was taken much too young.
Giacconi says he got into Ground Zero and helped with the search.
When I got down here, I knew immediately that Joe wasn't coming home.
The planes hijacked around the country claimed nearly 3,000, most of them in New York, where a reflecting pool memorial sits.
And as I watched the water go over the side of the pool, I kind of feel like it was like a letting go.
Commemorations will take place here in New York at the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden says his visit to Vietnam to showcase stronger ties with Hanoi is not about trying to start a Cold War with China. He says it's part of a broader effort to provide global stability by building U.S. relationships throughout Asia at a time of increased tensions with Beijing. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak chastised China's premier for what he called unacceptable interference in British democracy after a newspaper reported a researcher in Parliament was arrested earlier this year on suspicion of spying for Beijing. Sunak raised the issue with Premier Li Qiang when he met Sunday with the Group of 20 summit in India. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
China's foreign minister is seeking to sell his Italian counterpart on the benefits of leader Xi Jinping's signature Belt and Road Initiative of Chinese-built and funded infrastructure projects.
The sales pitch comes as Rome considers whether to renew the agreement. Wang Yi told Antonio Tajani in a recent meeting that bilateral trade had grown from $50 billion to nearly $80 billion. He also noted that Italy's exports to China increased by 30% over the past 5 years. Italy's new government has cast doubt on the benefits of the arrangement.
Jeremy House reports Italy signed on to the initiative in 2019, but is not expected to extend it when it comes up for renewal at year's end. 9 passengers injured after an engine fire sent smoke into the cabin of an Air China jetliner landing in Singapore, prompting an evacuation of the aircraft. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's hot, so let's practice for winter.
It's still summer and very warm around the nation, so Delta Airlines taking the opportunity to train employees on how to de-ice an airplane, a critical part of flying in the winter. Every summer, Delta brings 400 workers to Minneapolis for a three-day so-called de-ice boot camp. Instructors say de-icing is the last line of defense when it comes to winter flying. The hardest part of training the newbies? Getting up in a cherry picker to spray the planes. Jason Walker reporting.
The Post Office unveiled its latest stamp last week featuring colorful piñatas, paying homage to a Hispanic tradition that's evolved over centuries to become a universal symbol of celebration. The history traced back to 16th century trade routes between Latin America and Asia and the efforts of Spanish missionaries to convert indigenous communities to Christianity. More at townhall.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
/book.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time around, Natalie Wood will be featured on The Family Theater. And later we head to the Arkansas mountain town of Pine Ridge for the comedy of Lum and Abner. Natalie Wood's real name was Natalia Zakharenko. The child of Russian immigrants, she was born in San Francisco back in 1938. And was just 4 years old when she made her big screen debut in the Don Ameche Francis D. wartime drama, Happy Land. Her best-known child role came in the 1947 holiday classic, Miracle on 34th Street. At age 16, she starred alongside James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause. Natalie Wood would also be seen as Maria in the motion picture version of the stage musical, West Side Story. At the time of this family theater offering, she was 9 years old. It first aired back on the evening of June 10th, 1948.
The Mutual Broadcasting System, in cooperation with Family Theater Incorporated, presents Once on a Golden Afternoon, starring Tom Conway and Natalie Wood. Maureen O'Sullivan is your hostess.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Tonight is a special program. Family Theatre presents a story for children, for all children from 6 to 65. A story that happened once on a golden afternoon, starring Tom Conway and Natalie Wood.
In the lounge of the Press Club in Washington, D.C., the annual banquet of the Press Club has drawn foreign correspondents from the four corners of the globe, editors from the nation's newspapers, and, of course, reporters of every description. The President of the United States is the guest of honor. People keep milling in and out, but in a far corner of the vast lounge sit two men, oblivious to the noise and excitement. Edward Kent, roving foreign correspondent for International Syndicate, and Jim Thorne, Washington correspondent for the Times Sentinel News.
Kent, this is really old home week for me. You know, I haven't seen you since, before the war.
Yeah, and a few years before that. 1937, to be exact.
Yes, that's right. The London Economic Conference. We covered it together.
You covered it, Jim. I didn't. I got fired.
Say, what happened then? Somebody told me that you got fed up with the way things were happening in the world and wanted to get away from it all.
No, I ran into something better than the economic conference. At least I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
The story on Alice Liddell.
Liddell? Was that the Whitechapel prisoner?
No. No, this was an 80-year-old, rosy-cheeked little lady who lived in the flat below me.
Mm-hmm.
I got fired when I missed the most important meeting of the conference because I waited to hear the story she told me about a golden afternoon.
Yeah?
It's a story known to everyone, but it actually happened to her, and the remembrance gave her the wonderment and simplicity of a child. You see, as a little girl, she lived near Christ College in Oxford. This was in 1864. And there was a young professor who taught mathematics at the college, and, well, one day he'd promised to take the two Liddell girls, Edith and Alice, on a picnic. And they were waiting for him near the river.
Hello there. How is everyone on this glorious afternoon?
Well, aren't we on speaking terms?
Edith is angry.
Angry? At whom?
At you, Mr. Dodgson.
Oh, I see. And you, Alice, are you angry too?
Well, if I have to tell you that we're angry, then I can't be angry if I speak to you, can I?
No, no, you can't. Because when you speak to a person at whom you're angry, then you're no longer angry.
She is too. I am not.
I say, what is this all about?
Well, didn't you forget something?
Now, let me see.
You promised to take us on a picnic.
Good heavens, I did forget. Now, you wait here. I'll dash up to my room and get the picnic basket. We'll have it filled up, and we'll be rowing down the river in no time. I know just the spot for our picnic. So, that's the story of Fair Rosamond. And over there, near the old monastery, is her burial place.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. Tell us another before we land, Mr. Dodgson.
Why, I've almost run out of stories. Oh, that bridge yonder has a little story. It's been here ever since the time of the Romans. And that is how Oxford got its present name. It was a ford for oxen to pass over. And so long before the Christian era, it was called Oxenford.
Oh.
Well, here we are. Isn't this a perfect place for a picnic?
Oh, I love it here.
I'll take the picnic basket. Alice, you the blanket, and you, Edith. Well, let me see. Will you chaperone the landing of the troops? Ready? Prima, Secunda, Tertia. Forward. What's this? Mutiny? I say forward and none of you move.
But you said prima, secunda, and tertia, and they aren't here.
Edith is prima, that's the first contingent. And you, Alice, are secunda, that is the second. And I am tertia.
Which is the third?
Right. And now let's be off to that shady tree out of the sun. So, an apple for each of you, and we've cleaned the picnic basket. Here you are, Edith. And here's one for Alice. Catch it. Hurry, it's rolling down to the river.
Oh, it disappeared down that hole.
It'll take a longer hand than yours to reach it. I'm afraid we've lost it. You see, it's a rabbit hole, and it goes down deep.
What does the rabbit do down there? Does he live down there all the time? Of course not. He has to get air.
He comes out and eats shrubs.
Oh, look! There he is over in the bushes. He's a white rabbit. Catch him, Alice. Catch him.
Well, you can't now. He's gone down the hole again.
Oh, he was such a pretty rabbit. Why did he want to go down that old dirty hole?
Oh, but it isn't an old dirty hole. It's rather a wonderful place down there. You see, up here the world is sometimes filled with things that are hard and cruel, and people who are sometimes thoughtless and unkind and selfish.
You mean like the jealous queen who killed Fair Rosamond?
Yes. But down there is a wonderland with mock turtles and lorries and griffins.
Oh, tell us about it. We'd like to go down there.
Well, you see, there's quite a story about this wonderland.
Story? Please tell it to us.
Is it about the white rabbit?
And mock turtles?
Yes. And about a little girl who followed the white rabbit down into the hole. And suddenly, she found herself dropping. Down, down, down. And while she was falling, she was clutching at things on the way, saying,
"Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!" Well, after such a fall as this, I'll think nothing of tumbling downstairs. I wonder how many miles I've fallen. I must be somewhere near the center of the earth, I'm sure.
You're listening to The Family Theater. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It certainly is a long tail. But why do you call it sad?
Silly girl, what are you talking about?
Your tail. Oh, look. Look at all those funny things near the pool.
Funny? What is so funny about a dodo and a larvae and a caterpillar?
Oh, I know what a caterpillar is. But what is he doing over there?
Smoking his pipe.
That's a funny thing. And he's sitting on top of a mushroom.
And why not?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know. But he has large, lonely eyes. I know he must be very unhappy.
Who can tell? Who can tell?
I'll go and talk to him. Hello, Mr. Caterpillar.
Who are you?
I hardly know, sir.
Explain yourself.
I can't, sir, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see.
Oh, I'm afraid it's very confusing.
It isn't.
Maybe not to you, but I'll go away if you don't want to be friendly.
Come back. I have something important to say.
What, sir?
Keep your temper.
What?
Keep your temper.
Is that all you have to say?
No, but that's most important.
Oh.
So you think you've changed, do you?
I'm afraid I have, sir. I keep growing and shrinking, and I'm not the same size for 10 minutes. And I can't remember things.
Can't remember what things?
I tried to say, how doth the busy bee? But it came out different.
Oh, then recite. You are old, Father Wisdom.
All right, I'll try.
You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white.
And yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again.
You are old, said the youth, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turned a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason for that?
In my youth, said the sage, as he shook his gray locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, 1 shilling a box. Allow me to sell you a couple.
And your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finish the goose with the bones and the beak. Pray, how do you manage to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaw has lasted the rest of my life.
The youth, one would hardly suppose that your eyes were as steady as ever. Yet you balanced an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be up, or I'll kick you downstairs.
Kick him downstairs? I am ashamed of you. It is not said right.
Not quite right, I'm afraid, sir.
It's wrong from beginning to end.
Well, that's because I've become so small.
You're quite big enough.
Oh, but 3 inches is a wretched height to be.
It's a very good height indeed. I'm almost 3 inches.
But I'm not used to it.
But you will be in time. One side will make you taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter.
One side of what?
Of the mushroom, of course.
You mean eat it?
Of course. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. I must be away.
The Duchess. Oh, my dear paws. Oh, my fur and whiskers. She'll get me executed. As sure as ferrets are ferrets.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, dear.
Wait, Mr. Rabbit. Where are you going? Don't leave me here alone.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit. Now I know I must be lost. If I were only home again, I'd love everybody so much more. Oh. Oh.
Hey, Pommy, what?
Who are you?
I'm the Cheshire Cat.
The Cheshire Cat? What are you grinning at?
I'm mad.
Oh.
And you're mad. We're all mad here.
How do you know I'm mad?
You must be, or you wouldn't be here.
Would you tell me then which way I ought to go?
That depends on where you want to get.
I don't much care where.
Well, then it doesn't matter which way you go. Over that way lives the Mad Hatter, and the opposite way is the March Hare. They're both mad.
I've seen hatters before, so I'll go to see... Oh, what are you doing?
Vanishing.
But you're beginning to vanish at the end of your tail.
Yes, and I go up to my grin.
Oh, you're all gone.
All except my grin.
Goodness, I've often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat. It's the most curious thing I ever saw in my life. He's mad.
We're all mad here. Wait till you see the March Hare.
May I come in?
No room.
But I can see there's plenty of room. I'll just sit down at the table with you and the Dormouse and the Hatter.
I'm mad.
The Mad Hatter.
Ask the milk.
I don't see any milk.
There isn't any.
Then it wasn't very civil of you to offer it.
Wasn't very civil of you to sit down without being invited.
Your hair wants cutting.
Personal remarks are very rude.
Then why is a raven like a writing desk?
Oh, now we shall have some fun. I love riddles.
You mean you can find out the answer?
Exactly so.
Then say what you mean.
I do. At least, I mean what I say. That's the same thing, you know.
You might as well say I get what I like is the same thing as I like what I get.
Or I breathe when I sleep is the same thing as I sleep when I breathe. Have you guessed the riddle yet?
No, I give up. What's the answer?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Nor I.
You're just wasting time.
What time is it?
It's 6 o'clock.
It's time to eat. I'm getting hungry.
Have you seen the mock turtle yet?
I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
It's the thing mock turtle soup is made from.
Are you hungry?
I don't think.
Then don't talk. It's time to go.
I'm sure the mock turtle should be somewhere on the seashore.
Oh.
There you are. You must be the mock turtle.
Oh, I am. Sit down and don't speak a word.
Not a word? But you are going to tell your story.
Not a word.
Well, sir, I don't see how you can finish if you don't even begin.
Once I was a real turtle.
Thank you, sir. That was a very interesting story.
But, I'm not finished.
No?
No. When we were little, though you mayn't believe it, we went to school in the sea.
Oh!
The master was an old turtle.
We called him Tortoise.
Why did you call him Tortoise if he wasn't one?
You know, you really are very dull. We called him Tortoise because he taught us.
Oh, but how many hours a day did you do your lessons?
10 the first day, 9 the next, and so on.
That was a curious plan.
Well, that's why they're called lessons, because they lesson from day to day.
Oh, look! What is that?
The lobster quadrille.
They're going to dance?
Why, of course. Form two lines. Advance twice. Change lobsters. Get that jellyfish out of the way. Now out to sea and don't be slow. Turn a somersault and there you go.
It was a beautiful dance. Oh, here he comes again.
My whiskers and fur, the Duchess. In the Duchess. She'll have me executed, as sure as carrots are carrots.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, dear, dear, what do you want?
I'd like to see the Duchess.
She's in a stew. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Wait, Mr. Rabbit, I'll go with you. I didn't know you looked so big and funny.
Well, you don't know much, and that's a fact.
Oh, be careful, Duchess. You'll boil the pot over and we'll all be burned.
If everybody minded their own business, the world would go round a needle faster than it does.
Which would not be an advantage.
Why?
Well, just think what it would do to the day and night. You see, the Earth takes 24 hours to turn on its axis.
Speaking of axis... Time to chop off her head.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You're hot-tempered, Duchess.
Maybe it's the pepper that makes people hot-tempered. I can't tell just now what the moral of that is, but I'll remember it in a bit.
Perhaps it hasn't one.
Tut, tut, child. Everything's got a moral, if only you can find it. Everything's got a moral.
Oh?
There it is. Oh, 'tis love. 'Tis love that makes the world go round.
Somebody said that it's done by everybody minding their own business.
The moral of that is, birds of a feather flock together.
How fond you are of finding morals in things.
Oh, yes. The moral of that is, be what you would seem to be, or more simply said, never imagine yourself to be otherwise than what it might appear to others that you are or appear to be.
But that isn't more simple.
Chop off her head!
Oh, dear, oh, dear. My fan and gloves. I knew it would happen.
Mr. Rabbit, help me. Wait for me, please.
Wake up, Alice.
I say, look at Alice. She's crying.
Alice, wake up. What's the matter?
The white rabbit is so unfriendly.
Oh, we'll have to give him a good talking to the next time.
Oh, but you didn't finish the story.
I couldn't very well. In the middle of it, Edith went off to pick daisies and you went fast asleep.
Then I must have dreamed about the mouse and the Duchess and the turtle and the rabbit.
Well, not exactly. I started telling you a story about them, and...
Oh, I remember. It was a wonderful story.
A story just for you, Alice. And for Edith.
Will you write it down so I can remember it always?
Write it down? Yes. And I'll call it A Golden Afternoon.
No. Call it Alice in Wonderland. Then it'll be just for me.
Wouldn't you want it for all your friends, too?
Oh, yes. For everybody.
For all of us who are children always. A story to remember the simple joys of childhood and the happy summer days.
Well, that was the story Alice Pleasance Liddell told me. That's why I missed the meeting of the London Economic Conference and got fired.
The original Alice in Wonderland? Well...
That's right. Later, Dodgson asked a George MacDonald to draw pictures for little Alice Liddell's book. MacDonald showed the manuscript to Macmillan, the publisher, who decided the book should be published for the millions of Alices throughout the world.
But I thought Lewis Carroll wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, that happened because Dodgson was a professor of mathematics at Oxford.
Oh.
He thought everyone would laugh if they knew he'd written that book. So he used his first and middle names twisted around. His first name, Charles, was made Carroll, and his middle name, Ludwig, became Lewis. Lewis Carroll.
And what happened to little old rosy cheek lady?
Well, she died a short time later. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to have seen the original book that he'd written for her, though. And inscribed on the cover was Lewis Carroll's last dedication.
To the little girl who has been my inspiration, Alice Pleasance Liddell, my Alice in Wonderland.
Good night. I'd like to thank Tom Conway and Natalie Wood for their performances this evening. Our thanks to John Slott and Emil Frank for writing tonight's play, and to Max Ter for his music. This production of Family Theatre Incorporated was directed by David Young. Others who appeared in tonight's play were Virginia Gregg, Anne Whitfield, Dick Ryan, Fred Shields, Howard McNear, Earl Keane, and Cy Kendall. This is Maureen O'Sullivan saying good night, and God bless you.
This series of the Family Theatre broadcast is made possible by the thousands of you who felt the need for this kind of program and by the Mutual Broadcasting System, which has responded to this need. Be with us next week at this same time when our Family Theatre stars will be Joan Loring and Louise Beavers, with Bob Crosby as host. Tony Lafrano speaking.
The spin on Alice in Wonderland, that family theater production was from June 10, 1948. Natalie Wood, just 9 years old at the time. Born in San Francisco back in 1938, she was just 43 when she drowned off the coast of Catalina Island in 1981. During her brief life, Natalie Wood had a very productive showbiz career. Beginning as a young child with appearances in Miracle on 34th Street, The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, and The Blue Veil. Teen roles in The Searchers and Rebel Without a Cause. Then as an adult, Wood would be seen in West Side Story, Splendor in the Grass, Sex and the Single Girl, and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. Her final film, Brainstorm, was released a couple of years after her death. In her personal life, Natalie Wood had two daughters, Courtney with her first and third husband, actor Robert Wagner, and actress Natasha Gregson-Wagner with her second husband, British producer and agent Richard Gregson. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we head down to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, for the comedy of Lum and Abner. Right after this break.
Listen to the waves. Listen closely, for you will hear the crying of lost souls.
Stories of the mysterious, the uncanny, and the supernatural from the pens of literature's greatest authors are haunting Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Weird Circle, Time Worn Pages.
Sir Charles.
Helen. Listen.
Sir Charles, come home. Come home.
It's her again. Lady Ligeia.
Weird works by Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Robert Louis Stevenson, and more are here in 16 spine-tingling radio adaptations.
Many's the time I've heard her crying in the sea wind, roaming through the big halls, her footfall soft on the stairs. But I've never been afraid until now.
For a limited time, The Weird Circle Time Worn Pages is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Get 16 suspenseful tales for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77.
You don't believe me? You will.
Yes, these chills and enchantments are calling to you. Order The Weird Circle Time Worn Pages today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77 to get 50% off.
In this cave by the restless sea, we are meant to call from out of the past
Stories, strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell, so that all may know we are gathered again in the Weird Circle.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Falcon, Colorado, veterans working to set up a VFW post in Falcon have seen an outpouring of interest in recent weeks. It's blowing up right now, said Julie Robertson, an Air Force veteran working to set up the post. As word has spread about the effort, she's received numerous calls, texts, and Facebook messages from people who want to help. The idea for a post in the rapidly growing northeast portion of El Paso County has been floating around for a few years, she said, with the most recent formal push getting underway in April. A nationwide organization, the VFW brings together those who have fought in combat or a campaign. We just relate to each other more. We can talk shop on a different level, Robertson said. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. For more than two decades, Chester Lock and Norris Goffin entertained radio audiences with their Southern homespun humor as the characters Lum and Abner. So popular, there would be seven Lum and Abner motion pictures, beginning with Dreaming Out Loud back in 1940, and concluding with Lum and Abner Abroad, released to theater 16 years later. In this example of the radio program, the fellas are building yet another new business. This one deals with creating greeting cards, and it's from June 11th, 1942.
Hey, Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's publishing company hasn't done any greeting card business yet, but it has consummated a big trade deal, out of which Mousy Gray got a half interest in the company, and its president, L. Edwards, got a purple beret. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Port Edwards, who is busy composing more greeting cards. Listen.
Say, Lum, are you going to keep on having Mousy help you write them verses for the greeting card?
Why, sure. Of course I am. Don't forget, he's part of the publishing company now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to swap a half interest in the business for this beret of his.
Well, I don't think you made a very good deal there, Lum. All you're getting is some greeting card verses that ain't no good and a purple monkey cap out of it.
Abner, this ain't no monkey cap, I'm
what it looks like.
It's a beret. All poetics wear 'em. Or poets, Mousy says that is.
Is, huh?
Yeah. In second place, there ain't nothing wrong with Mousy's verses, neither.
Well, they don't sound nothing like the greeting cards I saw in other stores.
Well, of course not. I don't want 'em to. We want to have cards that you can't get no other place. Cards that fit extra special occasions. Like, for instance, we studied up a card to send to somebody that's give you a present, but you don't know what it is.
Don't you mean like old Buford Adams?
Buford Adams?
Yeah, you've heard about him, ain't you?
I reckon not.
Why, 22 years ago, Buford's old maid sister-in-law up in Indiana sent him something for his birthday.
And he never knowed what it was?
No, never had the slightest idea what it was. And his woman told him to write Melissa, that was his sister-in-law's name, told him to write Melissa and thank her, but Buford said that he didn't know what he was thanking her for.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But his woman insisted that he write her, so Buford wrote her a card and said the present was the one thing he'd always wanted, even though he never knowed what it was.
Oh, folks, he'd always saying that.
So Melissa figured that if he liked him that much, why, she better send him another one for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And for 22 years now, every Christmas and every birthday, here comes another one of them things for Buford. He's got 44 of them stored in his bedroom.
44?
Yeah. That's why him and his woman has to sleep in the parlor.
Well, that just goes to show you what the wrong kind of a card can lead to.
Yeah, well, that ain't the worst part of it, though. Buford says that his cue roster over what them things is has made him so worried and nervous that he ain't hardly been able to work for the last 20 years.
Well, natural.
He claims that's the reason he has to let his woman support him.
Well, I don't believe that. He's more likely using that for an excuse.
He said it.
But if he'd had one of our cards, he never would have got himself in all this trouble.
Well, now how would the card that you and Mousy studied up help him any on that?
Well, it'd have helped him find out what the present was without insulting the sister-in-law or hurting her feelings.
It would, huh?
Yeah, listen to this now.
Yeah.
Kind of subtile.
Well?
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or thrown in a stove. But tell me what it was you give me. I'll buy me another in a jivney.
In a jivney?
Yeah, that means jiffy, but Mousy said it was all right to change it a little that way in poetry.
Well?
He said that was poet's license.
Poet's license? Doggies, do poets have to have a license now before they can write poems?
I reckon so. I never thought much about it when Mousy brung it up the other day, but it sounds like it, don't it?
Well, have you got a license now?
No, I ain't got one.
Well, my doggie, you better not let nobody know you're writing them poems in.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
Or maybe I better try to get a license.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the legal thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go running no unlawful business here, I can tell you that.
Why, of course not. They'll put you in the penitentiary for such as that. Whereabouts do you get that kind of a license?
At the courthouse, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm a one.
Maybe I ought to call him on a long-distance phone right away and get this thing straightened out before I get myself in a lot of trouble.
I believe you ought to, Lum. That's a thing to do. You don't want to get no trouble over it.
I hope Mamie don't feel talkative today.
You
take up so much time asking how you are that you never get no calls done.
No.
Hello, Mamie. This is Lum Edwards, and I'd like you to connect me with the courthouse at the county seat, please, Ma. Yes, Ma. Huh? Oh, I'm fine, Mamie. Yeah, Abner's fine, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Mamie, Elizabeth and little Pearl and Cedric and everybody's just fine, so hurry up with the call now. Huh? Just a minute. Abner, how's your dog, Old Blue?
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine, too, Mamie.
Yeah.
Have you got the call through yet? Well, hurry up, please, Mom. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, Mamie.
Glad to hear what, Mom?
She says her mama and papa are both just fine.
Well,
Mom?
Good for them.
Oh, you got them. Good, good. Hello? Hello? Is this the courthouse? Well, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'm running a greeting card business here, writing verses and all, and I want to find out about a license. A license? Yeah, that's right. All right, I'll wait.
Are they getting anyone, Lum?
No, this fella's transferring me to some other department.
Oh.
He didn't seem to know much about it.
Yeah, more than likely getting a ports department for you is what he's doing.
Yeah.
This is Lum and Abner. We've got more coming up right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
While the band Queen wasn't singing about ASUS in their 1989 hit I Want It All, they could have been talking about the ASUS ZenBook 14 OLED laptop, model number UM3402, as you do get it all in this thin and light yet powerful laptop, and with an exceptional OLED screen and long-lasting 75-watt-hour battery. Measuring under 17 millimeters thin and weighing just 1.39 kilograms, the ZenBook 14 OLED was built for effortless portability. Complementing its modern and elegant design is a breathtaking display, an ultra-wide screen, 16 by 10 aspect ratio, OLED nano-edge touchscreen with pixel-perfect 2.8K resolution and high dynamic range, or HDR, for better contrast, brightness up to 550 nits, and more vivid Pantone-validated color accuracy. For more, visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Ever heard of Goldilocks? Remember, bad news is not good news. No matter what they claim to say about Bidenomics, unemployment is still rising, wages remain stagnant, and job numbers are now revised. There's still no soft landing with this plane. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out.
But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru Boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
And now let's get back to Lum and Abner on When Radio Was.
All right, I'll wait.
Are they getting anyone, Lum?
No, this fella's transferring me to some other department.
Oh.
He didn't seem to know much about it.
Yeah, more than likely getting the ports department for you, is what he's doing.
Yeah. Hello? So this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'd like to see about getting a license. Yes, sir.
What'd he say, Lum?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
What was that? Name of what girl? Oh, no, I ain't aiming on getting married, of course
getting
not.
Married? Why, Lum Edwards?
But I don't want to get married. Well, just a minute. Granny, this is a curious thing.
What is?
He said he wouldn't give me no license unless I'd get married. Seems like they're only giving them to married men.
Well.
More likely they figure an unmarried feller will get drafted and then he won't have no use for a poet's license.
Just about.
Here, you take the phone, Abner.
Me? What for?
Well, you're married. You can get a license.
Well, you said I weren't no good at writing them verses, old.
Well, I'll actually do the writing, but I'll use your license. Go ahead.
Is that legal?
Oh, yeah. You won't care about that. Hurry up, Nancy.
Yeah. Hello? This is Abner Peabody in Pine Ridge, and I'm a married feller, and I'd like to get me a license. Yes, sir. To Elizabeth. Why, no, we ain't figuring on getting no divorce.
I hope not.
I can't, huh?
Couldn't get a license at all.
I can get what? Oh, my goodness, just a minute.
What's the trouble?
He says I can get arrested for this, Lum.
Arrested?
Why, sure, they must have heard you say that you was going to do the writing instead of me.
Oh, no, they couldn't have heard
you. They must have.
What was that you was telling them about a divorce?
Well, he asked me if I was aiming on getting one.
Granny, this is getting awful mixed up, Abner. Give me that phone.
Well, yeah, take it. I don't want to get arrested here for such as this.
Hello?
Don't let him arrest
me. Now, listen here. You can't arrest my partner. He ain't did nothing wrong.
That's a time.
Well, yeah, of course he's married, but he...
I'm an innocent man.
Huh? Oh, well, no wonder.
No wonder what, Lum?
We've been talking to the marriage bureau.
Huh?
They thought we wanted to get a marriage license.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? We got the wrong department, I reckon. It ain't a marriage license we want. You see, we're selling greeting cards and... Huh? Oh, all right, I'll hold the phone.
Are they still going to arrest me, Lum?
No, of course not. They're just a mistake.
Well, I hope they don't, dog, because I don't want to get arrested and lose my woman, too.
Wait a minute, he's getting the right department for me.
Yeah, huh?
Hello? This is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I want to get me a license. Huh? Push card. Do I have to have a push card to get one?
Huh.
Oh, well, wait. I must have the wrong department again. I don't want no peddler's license. Well, yeah, we're selling greeting cards, but we ain't taking them from door to door to sell them. No, sir, I want a poet's license. Poet. I want to write poetry, greeting cards, and wedding announcements, and all such... Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll hold the phone. Means they got a bunch of stupid fellas working at the courthouse.
Are they transferring you again?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hello? Say, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. Huh? Oh, I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Who is it, Lum?
We're back in the marriage bureau again.
Oh, my
God. Well, listen, mister, I won't... Oh, all right, I'll hold the phone.
Transferring again?
Yeah. Hmm. I hope they get the right department this time before I get wore up. Hello? Is this a Poetics License Department? Who? County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, I know they's going to arrest me.
Well, now, wait, Sheriff. We ain't trying to be a nuisance.
Art never could've started it.
Who's been complaining? Well, they've got an arv. All we're trying to do is get a poet's license. No, we ain't trying to josh nobody. All we want to do is be lawful and get a license to write stuff like, where is that boy?
Oh, right there.
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or thrown in a stove.
Better hang up, Lum, before both of us gets arrested.
Huh? Oh, well, that's more like it, Sheriff. Right away? Well, that's awful thought of you, Sheriff. Yeah, well, much obliged. Huh? Oh, yeah, we'll wait. All right, Sheriff. Goodbye. Finally going to get fixed up.
You mean you're actually going to get the right kind of a license?
Yeah, I reckon so. He said he's going to send a couple of fellas down here to take care of everything.
Well, good for him.
So keep an eye open for him, Abner.
Yeah. What do they look like?
I don't know, but you won't have no trouble recognizing them.
I won't, huh?
No, the sheriff said they'd be wearing white coats and a cap with guard wrote on.
And Abner from June 11, 1942, starring Chester Locke and Norris Goff. As I mentioned earlier, that radio series not only aired for a couple of decades, but also spawned 7 Lum and Abner motion pictures, released from 1940 until 1956. In the debut film, known as Dreaming Out Loud, a traveling salesman would be played by a longtime Jack Benny program cast member, and the female lead was portrayed by a longtime Bob Hope Show cast member. I'll provide their names and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee, a perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Just stop and take a little time out with me.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1940 Lum and Abner debut motion picture known as Dreaming Out Loud. In the role of a traveling salesman in that comedy film was longtime Jack Benny program cast member Phil Harris. Chris Phil also had his own radio show with wife Alice Faye. And speaking of talented singer-actresses, the female lead in Dreaming Out Loud was handled by Bob Hope Show featured vocalist Frances Langford. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, please remember to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radio Spirits.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.